thanks for inviting me to come along and speak. The only similarity between me and Brian Colman is our height. On everything else, we substantially and fundamentally disagree. I'm here with my Labour colleagues on Elfiba. We've got Fiona and Cora here and Murad, who used to be on the Fire Authority. We're here today to vote against any cuts in the London Fire Brigade. Boris Johnson and his mates in here want to close a dozen of our fire stations. And what's important is that we get over to the people of London that those 12 fire stations aren't just for their own neighbourhoods. They're part of a London-wide network. And a cut of one fire station in one area is a cut in fire cover for everybody. We only have to look at what's happened last week. And others will talk about that in more detail with a helicopter crash and Victoria Station. Those two fires both relied on fire stations and fire engines that this lot want to close. We've got a supplementary paper today where the commissioner refers to four other big fires last week and says these other ones were no big deal. But every one of those fires in Bayswater, in Knightsbridge, every one of those fires relied on fire engines they want to take away. So that shows what importance this network is to us all. And what is absolutely amazing, even Tory Westminster Council has come out against these cuts. And that's a record if ever was one. I'm concerned about my own area too, involving in Camden, because in Camden we will see the average attendance time extend by 45 seconds. That may not sound very much to the general public, but it is vital when it comes to matters of life and death. And we know this from a fire that happened just before Christmas on Belsize Fire Station's ground. They were away standing by at another station whilst they were undergoing training. There was a fire just two streets away. Belsize would have been in there in 2 or 3 minutes. It took 8 minutes to get that flat fire for West Hampstead. That's no criticism of West Hampstead. It's a criticism of those who want to take Belsize Fire Station away. And the other thing we need to remember when we look at that list of cuts is those cuts are going to hit the most deprived communities in our capital. They're not the rich areas, they're the poor areas. And in fact, there is a party political bias here because 14 of those pumps that are going are in Labour constituencies, only 4 in Tory ones, and the Tories get 3 back as well. People say, where's the money going to come from? Well, in fact, although it sounds like a lot of money, these cuts, that actually, given the scale of the GLA budget, is a small change down Boris's south and back. We need to recognise that there's money in the GLA that can be moved around to save the fire brigade, because it's the first duty of every administration of whatever hue to protect the people who elected them, to protect the people they're there to represent. That money can be found elsewhere. And of course, what's Boris's proposal for this year's budget? To cut the council tax by 1.2%. That equates a bandy council tax, the average that everybody has to pay, to 1p a day. And I say to Boris, don't take the pee out of the fire brigade! Yay! We're going to go in there now to do what I've just said. I hope the Liberals and the Greens will be voting with us, because together we can defeat those cuts today. Story. That'll just be the beginning. This campaign has to go on and on and on to make sure these fire cuts are consigned to the dustbin of history, and Boris Johnson along with them. Thank you.